Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Wednesday, May the 11th. It's National Twilight Zone Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart. I was in Kmart last week and they were playing an episode of the Twilight Zone where they found out that Cops was a fictional show and The X-Files was reality TV. Wow. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Indeed, another magnificent day. Currently 15 degrees, warming our way up to a high of 18 today under sunny skies today. A little bit cooler tomorrow, but it's going to be okay for the next few days. And today's random daily shout-out goes to a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas, of truthiness and alternative facts. You've just crossed over into Twitter.
I love the deep voice, APB. That was very good.
Elon Musk sort of sound to it.
A musky sound. That's a different kind of adjective, a musky sound. Anyway, National Twilight Zone Day features mysterious twists and turns highlighted with eerie background music and unexplainable occurrences. You know, each episode of The Twilight Zone presented unique stories that led the viewer on a journey into an unknown situation. The characters often revealed their backstories through intense exchanges. Settings range from the wild, wild west to penthouse suites. And yet each story took place in the fifth dimension, in the Twilight Zone. So buckle up as you travel through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Twilight Zone. Or just another week of work. It is time for Tunes with Tamik. It's very tempting to go with some golden earring action, but we've talked about that before.
I do have a song for today, but I remember watching The Twilight Zone with my dad as a kid. Thinking back, why was I at 7 years old watching The Twilight Zone? But I've always been interested in that kind of stuff. And the one episode that I remember so clearly was the guy that was buried alive. Do you guys remember?
Yes.
That episode is iconic. Like, man, anyway, anybody who's ever or never watched it, try to see if you can find that episode, because it's actually quite fascinating, even just from a psychological standpoint. Just putting yourself in his space, it was just an incredible episode. Anyway, again, going back to my younger years, house music was a thing, and we all loved house music. We've talked about it before, how important it is, especially in Toronto in like in the 90s. I mean, that's a lot of what we listened to and what we danced to in the club. And there was a song by an artist named Mark Rogers, and I think he's also a producer, and it's called Twilight for Some. And as usual, the beginning of the song, the lyrics get me. It starts, you imagine in your sleep at night. Sorry, you imagine in your sleep as you lie in your bed at night, making wishes in the seas of expectation and dreams. I hope you find your identity. And I absolutely love those lines. So it's a house music song, but it's kind of mellow. It's not like do-do-do-do-do, you know what I mean? It's like a more Chicago house kind of mellow style. But it's a great song. Great if you need to move around a little bit today, because it is Wednesday and we're heading to the end of the week. But again, if you're waking up in the morning and as you're thinking through your day, as he said, you know what? Make wishes in the seas of expectations and find your identity. I think it's a fabulous, fabulous lyric. And really what we're all grappling with, right now in many of us. Some of us are selling houses and trying to reassess our expectations.
To me, I got a burning question. Do garage bands play house music?
They could. But it would be really, well, garage bands are loud anyway, so. Man, do people even do that anymore?
Garage bands. Garage bands really quiet.
Do people even do that anymore? I feel like neighbors would just call and complain and, like, call the city on people now. Like, how many people could not, like, have done certain things? Because nowadays people are so, like, rigid, you know, in terms of the way they think. But Yeah. But yeah, listen to Twilight for Some by Mark Rogers.
Reminisce,
Get Your Life Together. You know, we're all in the same boat. Guys, we're all sitting together.
And so we'll get that onto the playlist. And note for future conversation, we're going to explore Tamique's life clubbing that she just dropped out. So, well, we're gonna explore that a little later on. Let us slide gently into Ventures with Venturo. Today, sponsored by PJ's Pet Center, featuring a sale on sea animals that live in the aquatic twilight zone. More on that in the Sizzler coming up. Ventura, what have you got for us today?
JD, it's like we were coordinating, man. So it's Wednesday, and it's Wednesday's book. And this book is Where the Weird Things Are, an ocean twilight zone adventure. So this is a kid's book, right? Great anime, great pictures that you can go check out. And it's a short read as well. You'll get to explore the robot that goes deep underwater to explore the different animals, right? Hopefully, you won't run into any hagfishes down there or the monkfish. So, go check out that one, guys. It's Where the Weird Things Are, an ocean twilight zone adventure by the man called Mr. Woods Hole. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
You gotta read us a few pages. After the tale of D and wow.
Yeah, we can't fully endorse this as a kid's book just yet.
It's good, man. It's good. I did the research this time, guys. It's good. This is a good read. Yeah, Matt was here.
Matt was there for that episode?
Yeah.
Good job. Yes. Uncle Venturo's kid's book time. Hey, it is time for this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm in an intermediate state that is not clearly defined.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hopefully we'll hear more about that later. Today you will earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. And we will award bonus bucks each time you get Ventura to laugh out loud. We are starting fresh this week after a bit of a hiatus, so there's no carryover. And I have three questions in my hand about the Twilight Zone, the only place where you can shop at Canadian defunct retailers. Question number one, according to Ventura's book, there is an actual Twilight Zone in the ocean, a murky part of the ocean going down as deep as 3,000 feet. What animals live in the Twilight Zone? Matt Schulman.
Do vampires count as animals? Am I getting my pop culture references mixed up?
Are they water-based creatures? I don't know. But I think that's good for $10. Vice Principal Botnick.
Creatures living down deep. I can think right off the bat of a few currently running for office, but we'll keep politics out of this. I think the Twilight Zone creatures are probably the house hippos or sea monkeys. Two of my faves.
Oh, goodness gracious. $8 for house hippos. I love it.
Have you not read that Buck D Goes Snorkeling?
Yes, deep sea diving with D. All right, question number two. The episode Nightmare at 20,000 Feet tells the story of a passenger played by William Shatner, who sees a monster on the wing of the airplane. This inspired a real safety feature. What was that? Vice Principal Botnick.
I would believe that's drink service on airplanes.
golly, that's a good $10, which is the price of a drink service on an airplane. Matt Schulman.
Well, I don't remember the episode, but I know the bathroom occupied sign has saved me several times.
Oh, we're running neck and neck, another $8 there. And let us slide into question number three. What was the origin of many of the scripts for the Twilight Zone? Matt Schulman.
Paper.
Uh, Brevity is the soul of wit. I think we go a dollar a letter for $5. Vice Principal Botnick.
Well, then I'm going the polar opposite direction. The episodes often included fantasy, science fiction, absurdism, dystopian fiction, suspense, horror, supernatural drama, comedy, and psychological thriller, often concluding with a macabre, unexpected twist. As you mentioned earlier, sir, sounds like just another day at CAE.
We got to give $10 for the self-flagellation there, and $5 bonus dollars for not saying board minutes. Okay, $46 for all of us to enjoy a fabulous lunch at the Zeller's Restaurant. Well played, everybody. Wednesday means that it's time for Wednesday's Word.
Duskiness. That's the time of day that you phone your boss to get him or her to illuminate you on a very important subject or problem. And after a half hour conversation, you're still in the dark.
Just like another day at CAE.
Okay, everybody has the time we're going to call Paul.
Our very own personal Twilight Zone. Hey, that's it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening. And hey, there's a Twilight Zone marathon on. I thought, why would I watch a Twilight Zone marathon when we're living it every day? Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl and Matt. Maybe you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.